This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Frank Donatelli, former deputy chairman of the Republican National Committee, current chairman of GOPAC, and he's also a former political director in the Reagan White House. We want to get his analysis of the basic conclusion of the primary season here after the September 14th primaries and whether or not there is a quote-unquote civil war within the Republican Party between the establishment and some of the Tea Party grassroots activists. And Frank, it's always great to have you with us.
Greg, thanks very much.
What's really sparking this debate, of course, is the win by Christine O'Donnell in Delaware over longtime Congressman Michael Castle, who was not only expected to win the primary easily, but also make Delaware one of the easier pickups for Republicans in November. Now, of course, Delaware is very much in doubt for Republicans, and it's leading some, Karl Rove most notably, to not say some very nice things about Christine O'Donnell, and it's leading some of the Tea Party activists to say it's time for the establishment to get with the program. Is this debate being blown out of proportion, or is there a very serious debate within the party right now about what the direction is going to be?
Well, I think there is a debate in the party, and it's a serious debate, but it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. You know, what I say to my fellow Republicans is that we can either have a small, homogeneous party, or we can have a big, noisy party. And we've had a small, homogeneous party for the last 2 years, and the result is that we sit on the sidelines. I think those of us in politics, we want to be part of the solution. We want to govern. And so that means bringing more people into the party so that we become a big, noisy party. One overlooked fact, Greg, about this election cycle so far in the primaries is in state after state, the Republican turnout has swelled and the Democratic turnout has plummeted. And that's normally a very good sign for the party whose turnout is up in November. So, yeah, do we have differing views on where the party should go? And do we have differences on candidates? Yes, we do. But I do think in the final analysis, which is November, it's going to result in a big win for our party and with a lot more representatives and congressmen and everything else, and that's a good thing because we want to participate in governing.
Frank, do you believe the turnout is largely due to dissatisfaction with Washington, or is it a result of these competing philosophies within the party battling to see which candidate is going to end up representing them come November?
Well, probably more of the dissatisfaction with the status quo, with the administration. The only way that people can express that dissatisfaction, I would argue, would be to vote for the other party. If you don't like what the Democrats, who after all control everything in Washington now, are doing, then you should vote for the other party to put some check and balance on what's going on right now. Now, come November, when we've won a pretty good victory, we'll have to take that second step and talk a little bit about what's next as far as our party is concerned. What are we offering? But for right now, if the public doesn't like the direction of the country, doesn't like the fact that we still have almost 9.5% unemployment after a year of supposed economic recovery, the way to express that dissatisfaction is to vote Republican.
Frank, in terms of perhaps a message received by the National Party, obviously a lot of the quote-unquote establishment candidates were beaten in some of the key Senate and gubernatorial races around the country. Does that mean that one side or the other is out of touch here? How do you expect this to be mended here in the next 7 weeks and even beyond in terms of what the focal point of the party is going to be?
I think we had a lot of good, tough, competitive primaries. In some cases, the so-called establishment won, and in some cases, the so-called insurgents won. I mean, that's how we settle questions. We have primaries, and people express their opinion, and somebody wins and somebody doesn't win. I think what's going to bring everybody together in virtually all of these states, Greg, afterwards is, again, our candidate's the alternative to the status quo. Our candidate is the alternative to the Obama administration and their ruinous economic policies, which has given us unemployment, trillion-dollar deficits as far as the eye can see, a blooming tax increase. If you don't like what's going on, The alternative is the Republican candidate, whether they come out of the so-called establishment wing or the insurgent wing of the party.
And Frank, we've seen in news reports just this week that over 30 congressional Democrats are encouraging their leadership to extend or make permanent all of the Bush tax cuts, which is obviously contrary to the position President Obama has staked out. And we're also seeing reports that by a wide margin, more Democrats are launching ads against the health care law that passed earlier this year than those that are defending their support for it. What does that tell you about where they stand right now? And will ads like that, do you think, blunt perhaps the Republican efforts in some of those races?
I think what it tells you is that the policies of this administration are massively unpopular. They want to increase, it's just insane, but they want to increase taxes at a time when our economy continues to be fragile and our unemployment rate is 9.6%. I mean, that is incomprehensible that they would think about that. They put all of their eggs in a healthcare reform basket, and they told their members that this law would eventually become popular. Well, I don't know if it's eventually going to become popular. It isn't popular now. And so you see we're Democrats who voted against the law trumpeting that fact. You really, outside of the very, very blue districts that essentially are the homes of the Democratic leadership in the House, San Francisco, the Maryland suburbs, that sort of thing, you don't see many Democrats, obviously no Republicans, embracing any of the policies that this administration has followed for the last 2 years. So that's why I think if the policies are unpopular, you don't like what's going on, give the other party a try.
About 60 seconds left in our conversation with Frank Donatelli. And as I mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, Frank is also chairman of GOPAC, which focuses on building the Republican Party at the state level. And with the census going on this year, some big decisions to be made by new governors and potentially new majorities in state legislatures. What are you forecasting on the state level, how those races will be going come November?
Well, I think that right now we're going to elect a lot of new Republican governors, many in large states in the Midwest, and a lot of state legislative chambers are going to flip from Democrat to Republican. I think this allows us to be creative with new policies at the state level, even if Washington continues to be stalemated. And obviously it gives us a heads up or a leg up when it comes to redistricting, which will begin immediately after the elections this November.
Frank, it'll be fascinating to watch all across the board. Thank you so much, as always, okay, for being with us.
Okay, thanks, Greg. I appreciate it.
Frank Donatelli is chairman of GOPAC. He is also a former deputy chairman of the Republican National Committee. He also served as political director in the Reagan White House. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.